Hello.
Hey, trying to get a hold of B. Shiraz.
Yes, I'm speaking. You know who I'm speaking with?
Okay, Rick here from Huff and Mezer. I called you last week to follow through, if that's familiar.
Yeah, but you know, I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of something. But tell me about. I've got a few minutes on me. So what exactly is it in relation to?
Well, this is about the mobile application we were discussing, and the last time we spoke in detail,
Yes.
okay, I think that kind of rings some bells, right? So yeah, so you told me that you're
Yeah.
going to contact your Australian developers, and they were working on something, and we were supposed to have more like a collaboration with them to launch something in the U.S. market for a budgeting application, and I showed you the Copilot application we did.
That's correct. Yes.
So first of all, is the yeah, sorry.
What I was saying, yeah, sorry, the Australian application is still not finished yet. And what we had discussed is I wanted to add a functionality in there. The crypto functionality that you've added to Copilot, I think.
Right, yeah. And we did the K-Mint application that you were particularly interested in. You remember? K-Mint?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. I think it was the name of the application was Copilot.
Yeah, Copilot. I mean, I showed you that one as well, and then we discussed the K-Mint as well. So both of them have the crypto feature, although they both function for different markets and different purposes. But those were the two applications we discussed. So I'm just trying to give you some clues so you get a hang of the previous conversation we had.
Yeah, no, that's perfectly fine. So my Australian application is still not finished yet. And what they're doing for me at the moment, they're actually doing both spaces. So we have put both spaces, like Australia and the US, in the same application. But the crypto piece has to be done. So I don't know how we're gonna do this. But
So,
I'm all ears. Tell me what do you think?
did you make some progress with your Australian team? I mean, after the call we had, I mean, did you have some kind of discussion with them on how to go about it, what they prefer? Because we're perfectly flexible, right? I mean, I told you that we strictly work for hire. So we don't take any kind of credit for the work. We charge a one-time remuneration, so there's not a monthly or yearly fee. So just trying to help you recall what we discussed. But otherwise, we are perfectly open to any kind of proposition you have, as long as your Australian team is comfortable collaborating together on the crypto piece.
Yeah, no, that'd be okay with them. Honestly, I have not had any discussions with them yet, but because I wanted to have a discussion with them, but they're falling behind, and the project is not quite there yet. And the next update that I will get from them will be Sunday. Will be Sunday US time, like around 5. No, sorry, actually 9 p.m. PST. On Sunday, that's when I get the next update from them for the week.
So,
And once that
yeah.
application is finished, what I was thinking, maybe you can go through the application and see if the coding is secure. These days it's the cyber crimes and all of these things. So
Right.
because it's the application is even though application is using API, like I believe the data would be secure because we're using APIs. And customers are not giving us their banking details, so like directly to us. So
Right,
I
yeah.
think that the data should be secured, and any data breaches should not have an impact on customer, or not share their data, or their data won't be compromised in case any cyber crime or any data breaches happened. But you tell me what do you think? If you're using API, the data, is it secure or does it need additional security on top of API?
Well, that first of all, that strictly depends upon what kind of API you guys are using. So if it's a more like a federal governmental API that you're using that kind of connects all the banks, I'm not too sure what's used in Australia, but in the USA, for example, when you connect banks, you get APIs from the banks themselves, and they are 100% secure, and they kind of shift the liability from you to the bank as well, because there is an API working. They are the ones who are connected to the system, and that's exactly how it works. So I'm not too sure what you guys are using right now for the Australian application, but
I don't know if you know if you heard about TrueLayer. Have you heard about TrueLayer?
TrueLayer.
They but yeah, so they do one API, and that API gives them bunch of banks, one API for maybe 10 banks, and the same you would do for the US, one API for 10 or 15 banks.
Okay, so honestly,
Have
I've
you
not
heard of
heard
them?
about them, but I'm looking at their website right now. It says something like instant access to open banking. Is that the one?
Yep. Yeah, that's the one.
All right. I mean, in that case, like I said, the liability of security, it kind of shifts on them. But then on top of that, you just need to make sure your application or the cover application you're using on top of the API, that is secure. Right, so that
Yeah.
totally comes down upon the team that you're working with in the Australian market. So how do you know them, by the way? I mean, do you trust them? Is it your first project with them, or have you done a few projects with them before?
No, it's my first project with them, and I actually, if I go ahead with you guys that I'm planning to, and again, I've not worked with you guys either, but I would like you to check their work. So two things, add crypto in there and check
Right.
their work, if the work that they've done, if it's absolutely secure, because these days you can't trust anyone. I don't trust anyone.
I mean, I get
And that's the way to go.
more than the
That's
trust.
the
I
way
think
to
it's a,
go.
yeah, of course, yes. Yeah. So more than the trust, I think it's more about getting a second feedback from another company. So we,
Correct.
our standard audit, we do audit for third party applications. We have this service as well, whereby we conduct a full audit of the application from a security standpoint, from a lot of other things that we cover within that audit. What kind of code is written? Is that compatible with the international standards? Because just like accounting, I think you belong to the accounting background, so I'm giving you a similar
That's
example.
correct.
So with the accounting,
That's
you have
correct.
an, right? So you have an IAS, right, in accounting. That's the International Accounting Standard, if I'm not wrong. And that kind of,
That's correct. Absolutely.
right? So that is
That's
the global standard. So one accountant in any part of the world, when they set up or when they create a balance sheet, it is it could be picked up or it could be reviewed by another accountant in any part of the world. And that's why there is a uniform standard in accounting as well as in technology and coding as well. So for example, with websites and apps, there is a coding standard that's called W3C. So we see whether your code is W3C standard or not. We check whether the API integrations are done correctly or not, because even with the API integrations, a lot of companies, they just they just pull the key in the application, but they do not make a surrounding a security patch that kind of covers that integration in the most layman terms, right? So we check for that as
Yep.
well. We check for security measures as well, just to make sure the build that's deployed on the app stores or the build that's sitting with you for the Android and the iOS, has that been made according to the security standards or not. So all that comes within our standard audit that we do for third-party applications. And whenever you get to decide to get on board with us, we will help you with the audit as well as the crypto part as well.
That's perfect. So I'd like to get two quotes from you in that case, because now we're having this discussion. I would like to get two quotes from you. I'd like you to audit the application. Number one, so as I said, if the application, we're no longer launching two applications to App Store. We will just do one application. And what customer will do, basically, like someone like me who's got Australian and USA both bank accounts. So you will go in, at the time you're entering the banking details, you just pick your location. Either you're based in the US or in Australia, either you're adding US account or Australian accounts, and that's how you start the
Well, to
application.
be, yeah.
That's how you start adding the bank account. So it's the one application for two, both countries, and later I'll add New Zealand and North America to the app as well. Because Australia, New Zealand, they're sister companies, and then in North America, Canada is also, we can put Canada in there because of similar banks that both countries using.
Right, so you can
Sorry,
always
that's
open up
that.
new regions. Sorry.
Sorry, that's what I'm saying. So one application that you'll be auditing, I'd like you guys to audit for me, and the crypto piece, how much that would cost me all up. And just try and be reasonable because the future developments. I'm happy to sign a contract with you guys. Any add features that we add in future, I'll probably just go with you guys or keep using you as the auditors, one or the other. Sorry, just be reasonable. Let me know how much the audit will cost.
Well, that sounds like a plan. So tell me this, B. I think you mentioned a couple of things that I don't feel very comfortable with in your shoes, to be honest with you. You mentioned that the application users would have to select whether they are in Australia or they want to connect an Australian bank or they want to do a US bank. And then you also are kind of concerned about the security of the application as well. So how far are these Australian developers with the application? I mean, how close is it to go live? And then on top of that, what kind of contract do you have with them? If you don't mind me asking, of course.
So the contract is a very open-ended contract. They're just doing the application for me. And honestly, they're the second people who I'm working with, second company, because the one before them was I wasn't comfortable with them if they'll be able to do that. They had no experience in putting such app together, so I came to the second one. And the one that who basically working on the application, the first one was they were really good with the design. And the second one, they're good with the coding, but the design
Up to
is
the
not
par.
that great. Yeah,
So,
it's very basic, but from coding perspective, they're really good. And probably in 3 to 4 months' time, app will be ready, like all the coding and everything be ready. And
oh,
I'm
wow.
not happy with the design. When I'm
3 to 4 months.
not happy with the design.
Three to 4 months, you said from today. I mean, that means you still have 3 to 4 months to go before the application gets ready.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking because the previous project manager who was working on the application, he resigned from the company, and the new guy, I'm trying to bring him to speed. So I don't know what the time frame is, but I'm thinking 3 to 4 months, or it could be less, it could be just a couple of months, because the design is ready, APIs are there. It's just the functionality. Every time you go in there, I test the functionality and say, this is missing or that is missing. It needs to have a budget part. It needs to pick up the credit score. All of those things, they're
Right.
missing and they're missing. And the new guy and the new project manager is taking time.
So how
So
about the
it could take
encryptions and the
potentially 3 to 4 months.
database? Okay, I'm so sorry to cut you off. I was just asking about the encryption and the database and everything. I mean, you mentioned about the design, and you said there's going to be the integrations are taken care of as well, if I heard you correctly. And therefore you think that the application may take a couple of months before it goes live. So I'm just trying to make sure the other company you're working with has everything covered for you. So one of the first things you need is the integration most suitably the AES 256 standard that is used as a banking standard for collecting banking information, right? Whether you're using a third party or you're doing it yourself, you need to have the AES 256 standard encryption ideally on your application. So what kind of encryption are these guys giving you with the app?
I have got no clue. This is my first application that I'm doing. So my knowledge, basically, I always rely on their expert advice. And did you say AES? A for Apple, E for Echo, S for Sam?
There you go. Yeah, so AES 256 encryption standard, and that is my second question to you, which I think you'd not be able to answer since you said they didn't talk about it, is whether they are encrypting the data at transit and at rest as well. So there are two kinds of encryptions, right? When the data is in transit, for let's say the data is going from a point A to point B, let's say from your application to the API, right? That's the transit, right? Now the encryption has to be done in transit as well as at rest as well. So where the data stays, that has to be encrypted as well. Now, if they didn't talk to you about this, and it's a budgeting application that's going to be dealing with banking standards, then that kind of raises quite a few, I'd say a few red flags for me because encryption is one important thing, And then how about the database? Did they tell you what kind of database are they going to set up for you to collect the information, the user information and everything?
So the back end?
Not really. The backend is something that you use as the admin yourself to manage the application, right? What I'm asking about is the database that is going to store the information that's collected on your application natively.
No, I have not, honestly, I have not spoiled because the previous project manager was really good. He resigned. And ever since then, I was initially waiting for the new project manager to start. And that project manager has been there for 2 or 3 weeks already. But that guy is just slow. He's trying his best, his level best. But like I had to go through the discovery and all the application, the feature with him again. Just last week, and he should come back to me tomorrow, Sunday, sorry, day after tomorrow, Sunday, 9 p.m. PST.
Right.
So the
Yeah.
back end, so one inscription you were talking about, if the inscription is done when the data is in transit going from point A to point B, and what
That's
other
correct.
encryption you were talking about?
Okay, the second encryption is the data in at rest, right? So when the data is has been entered in a database or has been kept somewhere, it's stored somewhere, that place or that, I'd say in layman terms, that storage has to be encrypted as well. So that's where the data sits, actually, right? So while it's on the way to where it's supposed to be, to its destination, I'm just using the most layman terms possible, right? So when the data is in transit to its destination, it has to be encrypted, ideally with AES 256 standard. That's the banking standard. And when it's at rest in the database or whatever is set up to store the data, that should be encrypted as well.
Got it. And the data and what kind of database they're using to store the information. We need to find that out as well. What else do
Right,
you
yeah,
think you
that could
should find
be.
out?
Yeah, so the database could be actually MariaDB, that could be Django, that could be SQL. But I'm kind of concerned that you don't have all that information. I mean, is it that? I mean, I understand that you're doing this for the first time, so it's not your questions to ask to the developers. But they didn't tell you all that before before you signed the contract with them?
The previous one we did go through, previous one was using SQL. I believe they are using SQL database as well. And again, my apologies, maybe they've discussed it with me, but I'm not familiar with the terminology. They were using two technical terms, so I probably I don't remember it as much. But I'll go through the contract, and I think when you mentioned SQL, I think they're using SQL, SQL database. That's from memory, but I'll go and check that as well. But I would like you guys to audit the application, full application audit, how much that would cost me. I need a quote from you so I can start budgeting for that. As soon as the application is finished, I'll send it all to you guys. And if I wanted to make some design changes, is it something that can be done easily, or does it take time, or do we need to, pull all the application apart again and do it again from the scratch? Hello? 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 No, sorry, I can't hear you. Hello? Hello? Rick, can you give me a call back?